Now think about the last time you wanted someone to do something, while that someone wanted to do something else, or wanted something from you. Perhaps you were buying a car, negotiating the price back and forth with the salesperson until a deal was made, or perhaps asking your neighbor to take care of your pet while you're going on a trip. I'm sure you've had some encounters with these kinds of interactions as long as you're not totally isolated from human interaction, and will encounter just more of these later in life. So, like it or not, you're surely a negotiator. Quite a surprise, isn't it? We often associate negotiation with important formal events happening on a proper negotiation table crime scene, where professional negotiators work through deals and treaties and whatsoevers that involves big money, even human lives. But going to the core of things, negotiation is really just an everyday activity that comes naturally with human interactions. In one of the first books that systematically and methodologically studied negotiation, The Offer of Getting to Yes, which is the title of the book, defined negotiation as a back and forth communication designed to reach an agreement when you and the other side have some interests that are shared and others that are opposed. Now think about that for a minute. Is that not something so relevant to both our personal and professional life, no matter it's handling family issues or workplace conflicts? Something that's so important to the success of anyone's life that should be mastered sooner, better than later. If you'd agree, please allow me to introduce the essence of negotiation, which I've acquired through studying the leading works in the field and condensed into this podcast. The modern study of negotiation originated from the Harvard Law School. It is the sheer intensity of the competition between American lawyers and law firms that fueled the initial research into this topic. Nowadays, the Harvard Law School has the renowned Program on Negotiation, or abbreviated to PON, which provides the best negotiation studies and course in the world. Many scholars and students of this institution have produced their own works in various forms of publications, from which we are able to have a closer look at what the POM has to offer. What POM can offer isn't just a list of tips or tricks, but a systemic understanding and methodological approach to negotiations. There are still tips and tricks that's easily accessible and adoptable for us, but they were constructed with a clear understanding of the underlying logics or power, or essence, as I would call them. I won't go into the details of these works, as the duration of this podcast won't be sufficient to fully elaborate their entire narrative. But I would like to present what I perceive as the single most important essence, or the most important factor contributing to your potential success in a negotiation. That is, emotion. Negotiation is not a calculation of power and wealth. It is always a communication, an interaction, a relationship between individuals. As much as we hope we're driven by pure rationality, especially when negotiating important interests, we're always heavily influenced by our emotions when making decisions. Winning over your opponent's heart and soul of charisma, vigilance, and prudence is absolutely crucial. If your opponent respects you, think of you in a good way, then actions and decisions will surely reflect these emotions and result in a more favorable deal in the end. On how exactly to achieve this, I highly recommend you to read some of the books written by PON scholars and graduates. They're often jam-packed with straightforward tips and tricks to follow and have an immediate improvement on your performance, and choose to present their works through examples and real-life situations, making these readings equally beneficial and enjoyable. There's two particular books that I am most fond of, from which the majority of this podcast is based on. The first being Deepak Malhotra's Negotiation the Impossible, and Peter Johnston's Negotiating with Giants. Now, that's the end of our podcast. Hope you enjoyed and got what you're here for. Thank you for listening. See you around. Goodbye.